Please begin reading at the top of page 26 in your book.
3. Secret Santas. Now that the SIM are gone and the Washburns are living next door, Mommy and Poppy decide we can go back to school. But first, Mommy sits us down. "I don't want you talking about what happened with your friends," she warns. "Why not?" I want to know. Mommy quotes one of Chucha's sayings, "No flies fly into a closed mouth." The less said, the better. "And that includes talking to Susie and Sammy," Mommy adds, eyeing Lucinda and me. Lucinda has become friends with Sammy's older sister, just as I have with Sammy. Poor Mundine is stuck without a new friend. But he says he doesn't care. Poppy is giving him extra responsibility, taking him to work the days we aren't in school. Some nights after supper, Mundine gets to drive the car up and down all the driveways that connect the houses in the compound. "If anything happens to me," Poppy says from time to time, "you're the man of the house." If he wants to be the man of the house, he's going to have to stop biting his nails, Mommy says, breaking the tense silence that follows such remarks. The night before going back to school, I spend a long time picking out my outfit, as if I'm getting ready for the first day of classes. Finally, I settle on the parrot skirt Mommy made me in imitation